Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Geddes.
Right about now, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Geddes.
It's Geddes, actually.
Geddes.
Geddes.
Geddes. Geddes. Geddes.
Fuck you. Good morning. What's happening? This podcast is late, so there you go. Welcome to the General Banter Podcast with me, Colin Geddes. I've got the cold, so this is going to be enjoyable for you. Slurping and fucking sniffing the whole fucking way through. Holla! Yeah, welcome to the podcast. Sorry it's late. Couldn't do it yesterday. Out of sheer laziness, really. Let's face it. Couldn't be arsed. Didn't really get a clean break of an hour to fucking record the fucking thing. So there you go, and I actually planned on recording this earlier this morning, but earlier this morning, I was like, could barely fucking talk, so here we are, flying, snots and flame, in the summer, this is what it is, this is what's fucked me up, it's been cold and wet all summer, then all of a sudden the sun comes out for 2 days and your body's like, what's going on, have you got Ebola, some sort of tropical flu, watch you don't die mate. Just got a delivery there of my new wee microphone. I know you don't give a fuck, but managed to get myself like a wee, you know, those like little, I'm a sports reporter, fucking, I'm a TV presenter, clipping on your top thing. And when you look at it, when it arrives, and you remember what you paid for it, you go, is that it? The wire is about the thickness of a fucking pube, you know, you're like, can you not fucking give me something a bit sturdier? Fucking hiccups. I know it's supposed to be discreet, but I mean, Jesus Christ, I'm gonna remember where I've left this piece of thread with a fucking 3.5 mil jack on the end. You fucking, but it's Sennheiser, isn't it? Is that how you say it? So Sennheiser, so it's gonna be, you know, it's gonna be good quality. You're gonna hear the snot and the gurgling real clear. It's actually for shooting a video, a series of videos, which I'm going to tell you about later. Let me tell you the main thing that's been going on this week. Starting last week, right, we were sitting down at girlfriend Maureen's house, and one of her sisters runs in, screaming, like, oh my god, look what I found. And she found a little dog, right? A little fucking dog, it looked like a chihuahua, but it was a bit sturdier than a chihuahua, so it was probably like a mix. We then found out there's an actual dog called a Jackwawa. Chihuahua Russell, I don't know what, Jackwawa, one of them fucking crossbreed type things. This furry little slinky fucking halfway between a dog and a fox and a hamster. And we're like, well, he's obviously part Mexican, let's give him a Mexican Hispanic name. Let's call him Manuel. Let's call him Manny for short. How cool is that? Fucking Manny, the dog. Anyway, he was like fucking, he was like, he lived in that house for years. Everyone that came in the door, he was shaking his tail, going crazy, standing on 2 feet. Danning for a fucking hot tamale in this bitch. So, looked after him for a while. Obviously, the weekend, couldn't do anything. I was in Belfast one day. Maureen took him to the vets. The vet just goes, oh, yeah, stray dog. They just take the dog. And you're like, all right, you don't want to take our name or anything? Seemingly not. They just take the dog, and then the fucking warden takes it to some kennel somewhere. You know, the vet said there was no reports of the dog missing. The kennel thing, rehoming centre, was like, oh no, we haven't heard any reports yet. So they have to keep it for 5 days. So we were like, listen, I'd very much like to, you know, the dog spent some time with us, fitted in very well. This is down at girlfriend Maureen's parents' house. And we're like, listen, I know they don't really particularly want the dog after years of having loads of dogs, and then finally, one by one, they all fucking drop dead. But, well, one of them got hit by a car, but whatever. we're like, listen, he's a great dog. He's a bit older, obviously. He's not like a puppy eating shit, and we didn't hear him bark the full fucking time. So we're like, listen, we'll take the dog. If no one claims him, we'll take it. So today, after this podcast, we're going to have to go to this fucking thing and be like, hi, yeah, we were on the phone yesterday, and just to let you know, we would be very interested in this dog if no one comes forward and takes it. Yeah, that's what we're going to have to do after. So we, depending on what happens, we might end up with a wee dog at the end of the week. Obviously, we'd be completely thrilled if someone came forward, but it's kind of weird that, like, the dog goes missing, and then, you know, you phone these places and you're like, oh no, no one's mentioned a fucking sort of brown, half a Jack Russell, half a Chihuahua type thing. So it's kind of like, you don't know what's happened either. It's an elderly person who wouldn't think of ringing or posting it on Facebook or any of that shit. Or someone's just fucked it out of car door and went, fuck you. But then I can't even imagine that, because the dog's not that much of a handful at all. You know, trained. So that's what's happening after. Anyway, let me plug gigs like I normally do. Boring as shit. Boring as shit. Dog talk over. Before we hit ISIS hard. Let's plug some gigs. It's Lavery's again, I'm afraid. Lavery's the 23rd of September. It's the very first day of the Belfast Belly Laughs Comedy Festival. I'm very excited. Hopefully you've seen some leaflets or whatever knocking about town. Pick it up and have a look at what else is on. We have headlining that night at Lavery's Chris Kent. I've mentioned it before. He's a fucking beast. Like, he's from Cork. He now lives in London. We're flying him over. I'm flying him over. So he's have to come, guys. He's have to come and see this cunt. He's been at Lavery's before. Hilarious. He's probably got a brand new set now after the Fringe, which was, I'm sure, was a fucking sellout run, considering we couldn't go when we were over. He's been on Stand Up Central, which is on Comedy Central. He's been on fucking the Sky Cat Laughs thing. He's done support for Bill Burr. He's fucking working his way up the ladder. He's on a different ladder. You ask anyone, Mickey, any of those guys, they're all like, Chris Kent is a fucking animal. So, that's the 23rd. Get yourself to that. That's midweek. All you students back. Let's party. Doors are at 9 o'clock. Admission is £6 or £4 if you've got a student card. So, what is there to go wrong, guys? The next gig after that I have is the 26th, which is in the Book Reserve on the Lisburn Road. Bit of a quirky gig, this one, if you can't make a midweek gig. This is a gig in a bookshop / cafe. You can pick up tickets from the shop. Well, I'm not even sure what the ticket sales are like. They might be sold out, I'm not sure. Give them a ring or a Facebook. The Book Reserve, Lisburn Road. It's me, Aaron McCann, fucking Shane Todd's going to MC, and Kieran Bartlett. And we're going to put on a stand-up show. It's Bring Your Own Booze, right? So it's 12 quid in, which seems, you know, it's quite a dear ticket, but at the end of the day, you're paying £12 in and you buy yourself a carryout. You're not paying like, oh, it's £7 in, but I'm going to spend fucking 50 quid on drink. You know, between me and my fucking girlfriend who won't buy her own drinks. So, Kind of works out better. You pay 12 quid in, you bring your own booze. It's a cocktail comedy club, they called it. So if you bring your own mixer, or if you bring your own spirits, I think they're going to mix you up some cocktails. And you can also buy virgin cocktails, which means, you know, a virgin's dipped her fanny in it. That's untrue. It means there's no booze in it, guys. But you find me a virgin that hasn't been rid for the first time when she's drunk, and I'll find you a liar. Is that even how the sentence goes? I don't know. Did I ruin that whole thing by bringing that up? More than likely. I'm going to slurp coffee. Fuck you. I tried to exaggerate that and genuinely near killed myself. What other gigs? The one after that, 7th of October, Lavery's Comedy Club, is the Day Fest. Oh my god, what's that you say? Fucking 10 comedians for like 6 quid? Yes, they'll be releasing the leaflets and the flyers for that in due time. I don't know what due time is. You know? Ask Anne Frank. And that's about it, really. I'm awaiting a gig in Derry, so if there's any of you Derry heads are like, oh, I'd fucking love to see Colin Gaelis, hi. No one talks like that in Derry, and I lived there for 4 years. But isn't that weird? Of all the accents, I actually lived there, went to uni, worked there for like fucking a further year after uni. I couldn't fucking do a Derry impression if you paid me. Tell a lie, if you paid me, I probably would. But I'm still waiting to get, it's going to be either the start of October or mid-October, so there you go. Keep your ears peeled, if there is such a saying. What have I been up to? General banter. This is the fucking general banter section of this podcast. By the way, I've been getting a lot of feedback in these podcasts recently. I don't know what it is. Don't know whether it's the name change. I don't know whether it's a change in vibe. But people seem to be going, oh, more than usual. Like, oh, I was sitting on a plane or fucking listening to your podcast and you piss myself at the bit. And then they tell me a bit that I can't even remember that I said. Because to another person, you go, oh my god, that's wacky. To a sociopath, I'm going, what's wrong with talking about rape to your auntie? That's a lie. I haven't seen Mandy and any of them in years. Not my fault. The fault of my weird family. Let's move on. Have I had too much coffee? Oversharing? Probably. Oh, is that clear? I've got clearness in one nostril here. We're flying. Let's party. So what have I been up to? General banter. Someone make me a sting for general banter. That's a lie. I'll never cut it in. I'm too lazy. So what happened last week after the podcast? We had a few drinks with my good friend Connor Begley. Did I record the podcast the day before? Can't even remember. Begley came over, we drank a fair bit, watched a lot of comedy when everyone went to bed, talked shit, woke up the next day, decided to film a video, the McGregor one, because it was in around the time the McGregor press conference went out for the UFC, where he was all like, break out the fucking red panties, and, you know, losing his fucking mind anyway. So I was like, right, I've been thinking about making a McGregor video for a while, so I went and did that, and then we put it up later in the week. Seemed to go alright. Seemed to get a fair amount of hits, over 100,000. For a 5-minute video, it was pretty fucking decent. Someone got in touch from the fucking, what do you call it, Independent. Irish Independent, they put a thing up. And from that, I'll tell you what happened. Nothing. Nothing. But anyway, it's fun to do. What about Connor Begley playing fucking... I must get him on this podcast sometime. He's very funny. But he was playing Conor McGregor. Because he has a ginger beard and is quite tiny. Mm-hmm. Wait till you see us playing... Now, me and Dan Watson did a video that went online called Chuck McGinley. No, that's a lie. It's called Fat Stanley and the Kid. Now, I really wanted to work with that idea. Tried to contact him to do it. Things never happened. So I had to get someone else. But I also initially thought that Connor Begley would be better because he can actually sing. And is an actual fucking like stage actor. So ended up changing the characters to Chuck McGinley and the Man Boy. Which are similar sort of idea. But, you want to see some of the fucking stuff coming out in this late lesson show, me with me and Begley playing Chuck McGinley and the Man Boy. Jesus Christ. Very funny. I don't know what it looks like cut together, because they wouldn't let me cut it. Which is half the fucking humour in a video, any video I make, is the fucking editing. If there's any humour at all, you fucking cunts. So, but hopefully it comes out and it's funny, is all I can fucking hope for. But yeah, we filmed that, went alright, check it out, it was funny. Then the next day we had been, we bought Action Bronson tickets. If you don't know who Action Bronson is, he is a big fat cunt, right? Who is a rapper. He's one of my favourite people to listen to at the minute. But we was playing in Dublin in the Academy, and we bought tickets a long time ago. And we're like, yep, let's go down and see him. He also has a thing on Vice called, what do you call it? Fuck, That's Delicious. So he's like a chef. He was a chef, now he's a rapper. One of my favourite cunts to watch. So we went down to see him, and it was lethal. Left it too late to get the fucking ticket, so we had to drive down. Isn't the flow in this cunt? Feeling that? You white cunt. He's white too, so I don't know why I even said that. So we left the too late to buy the fucking tickets for the train, and then it was going to be like £45 each, and we're like, listen, you could fucking just £45 of petrol, we'll get you to fucking Dublin and back. So we ended up going down. Maureen had a couple of makeup appointments to do before we went. So there, you know what I mean, if you want your makeup done, mo.bell on Instagram or facebook.com/mobell makeup. If you want your fucking face painted. What the fuck was I saying? Oh yeah, so she had a couple of things, so we left it a bit later. Headed down, tried to find this parking thing, which we're obviously fucking miles away from, and we eventually got in. Phil McEwen, comedian, was already there with his mate in this apartment that we were staying in. So we got there, the doors for the gig opened at fucking 7:30. We arrive at like 7:15, and he's having a fucking shit fit. Like, what are we going to do, you know? So we ended up drinking very, very fast. I was drinking some vodka, which I don't normally drink, and then just absolutely crushing beers, getting ready to fucking go out. So we're walking up the street, half pished. Did not realise that Aaron McCann, the fucking agent, had put away a full bottle of Captain Morgan's as he stood there. I was like, I know you're a big lad now, but Jesus Christ. Who do you think you are, fucking George Best on a Tuesday? Throws the Captain Morgan's into him, and we go up, we go see Action Bronson, which was fucking lethal, apart from it was like 45 minutes long. You know, and I'm a fan of Action Bronson. He pretty much has, like, I think his latest album was sort of the first one that was on a label, a major label. But he's got about fucking 10 other albums. And you're like, mate, everyone already knows your other albums. A very small portion of people will know you from, like, your latest album. So it's like, mate, fill it out a bit. Give us a... We would take half an hour and a half, like, let's do it. I know you're a big fat cunt, you probably don't have the fucking stamina, but let's do it. And then there was like 6 of us going to the bar, and as usual, acting like euros aren't real money, and going, can I have 12 pints of fucking Heineken or whatever? And the wee Chinese lad was like, what? And they're like, yeah, bitch, fucking 12. So we got 2 pints each, and then I obviously spilt and downed like most of them. And then it was like, I'll get the next 12. Huh? Go up, get another 12. Managed to filter them down eventually. And then like, all right, all you girls still have like fucking 1.5 pints each. So then end up just like turning around to strangers and being like, mate, take this pint. I just bought it, but no one's going to fucking hold it. So will you just take it? There's one guy who took it as if, like, he'd been waiting for a drink. You know what I mean? You're like, mate, do you want to take this? And he's like, yeah. Sure. Asshole. I'm going to stop this because I've just realised that I've fucking got one microphone switched on. Give me a minute. I don't know why I have to say give me a minute when I can pause it anyway. Asshole! So, Action Bronson was lethal. We come out, we're speaking to some fucking Dublin kids who are like, oh, we fucking love Bethy McDee. And I was like, cheers, mate. Weird, being drunk and here, and yous have seen that video. And then, of course, bumped into some fucking spastics from Belfast. They're always letting the side down, aren't they, when you're somewhere else, enjoying people's company. Oh, that's a good crack, not?
Mate, I fucking...
Alright. You fucking plebs. So we lost fucking Maureen's sister, and of course you're in Dublin, and no one's phone works, and all sorts of stupid shit. So she was essentially stranded out all night. We were like, well, we'll go somewhere. It was kind of, I know there's probably places you could go. We were like, oh, it's fucking, is it too late? I was blitzed already. I was like, fuck this. There's no fucking need for me to go and take shots somewhere. So they were like, fucking about. And Phil was like, I'm starving. And he was going to get food. And we were all going to walk and get food. By this stage, Aaron McCann, I hope you're listening to this, was like a fucking 18 stone Michael Flatley. Who was blindfolded on ice. That's what he'd fucking look like. Just bouncing off everything. And I said to him the next day, I was like, mate, you're not dainty enough to be drinking that much fucking drink. You know, you get some wee girl, I've had too many shots. And you just grab her one hand around the waist, throw her in the back of a taxi, send her home. Not Aaron McCann. Aaron McCann's like fucking... You know those videos, like, there's a guy, and like, I can't believe this guy saved this dolphin, and the guy's pulling the dolphin by the tail back in the sea. You know what I mean? It's like, he could probably lift it, but it's not going to be good for your back. You know what I mean? It's like, mate, you can't drink that many spirits. You know? Because if you fall over, we're just going to have to build a fucking tent around you and leave you there. Ain't nobody lift your body. Says me. Who, if I fucking keel over drunk, you're just like, well, we're just going to have to start taking chunks out of him like a whale on a beach. A beached whale, you might call it. Anyway, let me tell you this story. We come back the next day. We're driving up the road. Everyone's still drunk, probably including Maureen driving. I was definitely delirious and shit-faced. We ate in a spa. In these spas down south, it's like, oh, it's got a fucking restaurant in it. Got this... this is how stupid people are. There's a fucking Subway, right, in the shop. Everyone's getting Subways. Can I get chicken tikka and all this bollocks, right? There's a deli beside it that does all the fucking meats of the day. And I was like, you dickheads, watch this. And I was like, guys, and by guys, I mean Romanian ladies. Guys, give me fucking, I got like this chicken breast thing, like this breaded spicy chicken breast. And I was like, dice that up for me and stick it in one of these olive ciabattas here. She did it. She said, what do you want? And I was like, give me fucking coleslaw, loads of salad, all that shit. Came out with this fucking outrageous sandwich. And these concerts, and it was like fucking €2.90. And these dickheads are like, oh, I was paid fucking £8 for a 6-inch. And I was like, you assholes. Look at my fucking gourmet sandwich over here, and you're eating some fucking Subway owned by a rapist piece of shit. Do you hear that story? That fucking, you know, the guy in America had all the sandwiches, lost all the weight. You know, Mr. fucking Subway. Got done for child porn. Allegedly. You don't know. Like, I mean, there's no reason why you couldn't run into a complete mentalist who would be like, do you know what would be great for this person? If I just put like child porn on their computer, then you should go back to the other person and be like, listen, you were looking up child porn to put on this cunt's computer. You should be shot in the kneecaps. How about that? You fucking cunt! Watched Bronson the other day. That's the only thing I've been saying,
go on, rub it on my ass, now my ass, on my ass cheeks.
So, what am I talking, what was the fuck was I talking about there? I'm going to be sick. What was I talking about? Oh, I, we got the sandwiches. We then were walking up the street. Phil's like, I need a piss. And, we go in this pub, right? And bear in mind, the pub only opened probably about 12 o'clock. This is about 10 past 12. We go in. There's no one working. There's no one in it apart from one old lady who's worked there since fucking 1902. Looks like a ghost. Can I fucking help you? He didn't answer. He just bailed down the stairs to the toilet. Like, we couldn't just both walk in an empty bar and she watches us both head down to the toilet. So he goes on down and I was like, complete fucking panic. Can I have a Coke, please? And I was like, did I just order a Coke? Because he's going to take a piss and I'm going to go for a piss after. And then he's coming upstairs and I was like, I was like, anything else? And I was like, yeah, get a fucking bottle of Heineken there. And I was like, oh, you dickhead! Full dickhead. So fucking whatever euros I had left, spent that. It was like a tenner. And it was fun. We all sat around sharing a Heineken that no one wanted. And then we get in the car, right? We're driving home. This is not going to sound as funny as it actually was at the time. We're all delirious anyway, fucking eating crisps and whatever. Neve, girlfriend Maureen's sister, goes, there's two tins of Coke, and she goes, oh, I'll challenge someone to a burp contest. And I was like, fucking right, I'll clean up in this. Right? Open the tin, right? Down the fucking tin of Coke. Did ones who are like, bah, weird burp. Everyone was like, yeah, whatever. Drank another fucking load, sat for a second, and then just fully emptied. Just like, which was funny enough. And everyone's laughing their head off. Our McCann's like, like laughing like a fucking monkey in the background. We're all laughing our heads off. This, because of the fucking olive ciabatta and chicken thing I fucking had earlier, I was like, oh my god, that burp stinks. So I fucking wind down the window to like fucking shoo the smell out the window. And as I was like, everyone's killing themselves. Down with the window. Go to blow it out the window. It just blows with a hat clean up that it was wearing right off my head. And we're like, look down the street and it's like bundling down the fucking street. And, or down the motorway. And oh my god, the fucking, like, I swear to god, it was just like, there couldn't have been two more ridiculous things happened within the space of 5 seconds. This burp sounded like it came from Zeus's fucking asshole. And then, boop, the head, the fucking hat pops off like a Laurel and Hardy film. Oh my god, very funny. Our McCann, I thought, was going to have to get a fucking lung transplant. I'd never heard anyone laugh so hard in my life. And then every time we would laugh again, he would go, oh, I just can't stop thinking about that fucking thing. And he would laugh further. Like, laughter is what we're saying, guys. A lot of laughters. So it was very funny. Very funny indeed. So there you go. What else have I been up to? Not much. However, there are some things that we could look forward to in the future, guys. Had a couple of meetings yesterday. I don't know how much I'm allowed to say about any of this, or whether I'm allowed to fucking mention names or anything. But we had a meeting with a company, startup company in Northern Ireland, who do a certain thing, and they were like, listen, we would love to work with you for some videos. And this is what happens if people come to me with some sort of videos. I like them to go, which this man did, Kev, lovely fella. He was like, listen, I don't really know anything about comedy, but we feel like your style and whatever would fit with our product, and we would like you to make some videos. And it was essentially up to me to go, yeah, sure, I'll work with you. And then that's it. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, can you help us make funny videos for our brand? And it's a great brand. And it's local and it's a startup thing. And I was like, fucking right. So there you go. Look out for stuff coming soon. I'll have another word with him once he's clarified some little scripts. And we'll maybe get something going. You know, we'll maybe talk podcast sponsor. We'll see what happens. You know, I think it'd be great to have a podcast sponsor. In an ideal world, you're like, I would like to keep it completely, completely ad-free. But at the end of the day, you know, why not? Get, you know what I mean? There's numbers there. I'm paying to fucking do it. So let's get a wee fucking, and a, you know, good, hopefully a good sponsor. Useful if people want it. So had that meeting, went to jiu-jitsu, fucking after about a week and a half, which you just, you cannot take time off that sport. And it's crazy seeing the downstairs part of the building underneath Centaur Gym in Belfast, where they're gonna do it up to have the big gym. Pure, like an MMA jiu-jitsu gym. Primarily jiu-jitsu, I would imagine, but fucking class. It was just great. Looked great, went upstairs, trained. There's the club's getting really busy. Loads of fucking people I've never seen before, which is good. So it's great. So if you want to do fucking jiu-jitsu, come down there once they get the big gym opened. Very exciting. Very exciting. Went from that to a meeting with me and Shane Todd at Boojum. Not at Boojum. At Starbucks with one of the two fellas that have bought over the Boojum chain. And the guy, let me just, hold on a second. Talking to the guy, and he goes, listen, the way it was kind of handled with their social media, Boojum, before we took it over, he goes, slightly archaic, you know what I mean? Bit dated, they didn't have to put much focus on social media because they were doing okay for themselves and they just didn't really take part in it. And he goes, but we've taken over and, you know, they've been in America for a while running some shit. And they're like, listen, we just want to do cool stuff. So we're launching, and if you could write us some funny videos. Now, here's the deal. The guy basically went, if you have good ideas, we'll produce it. And I was explaining to him, this is boring as fuck, I'm sure, sitting at home. I was explaining to him, like, there's a lot of things on the internet now are what they call branded content, which means, you know, you watch or Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with Jerry Seinfeld. It's like, Crackle presents blah-de-blah. Blah. You know, it's sponsored. It's the money is sponsored or has come in from a company that's not a production company. So, essentially what, you know, these guys from Boojum were like, listen, if you just want to fucking have a web series where you fucking, you know, go about the place and maybe, you know, do a gig in a Boojum. Don't mention it directly, but, you know, that's all you'd have to do. And it's just that they're bringing you content that's pretty cool. And I was like, listen, you could have a fucking show in each of the shops in Belfast or in Ireland. You know, Galway, Dublin, Belfast, whatever. I was like, you could have essentially like a podcast / chat show where you feature comedians and local talent and music. And I was like, that could be Boojum presents, you know, this show that's just happens to be shot in a wee intimate cafe environment. And that was the way it ended. It was basically him just going, guys, if you have any fucking good stuff, just run it by me and tell me how much it's going to cost to produce and we'll fucking get it done. And I was just sitting there going, this is maybe what everyone's fucking dreamed about forever. And I kept saying to him, like, see, as soon as you start doing this, everyone's going to fucking do it. They're going to realize, oh, look, it looks good to, you know, sponsor something and have, like, content representing, you know, it's just content that you want to watch, but it's sponsored by something. I mean, you watch ITV and it's like, oh, this program's sponsored by something, but then there's also ads during the fucking break. So these are going to go on the internet and it's just, here is such and such, brought to you by Boojum Mexican Grill or whatever. So there you go, two sweet meetings, and hopefully we'll get some really cool fucking product out of it, some good videos. Now, these aren't ads, these are just going to be shows or videos or clips brought to you by Boojum, and that's it. That's the way it's going, guys. You know, it takes too long for TV stuff to come around. Why not just make some cool internet content? It's all good. I'm very excited about it. So that's what happened. It's pretty badass. The other meeting was with FitFodder.com, which is a company in Northern Ireland who sends out large, very impressive meat packages to, you know, people who train a lot, athletes, bodybuilders, whatever. All top-notch food. So maybe hopefully get a... I don't know, we'll speak to them, see what happens. I mean, I couldn't be more excited at the thought of them sending me boxes of meat. I was like, listen, I'll fucking do... I will do nude shots. I'll do them anyway. I don't know what I'm talking about. But anyway, all good stuff. So yeah, we'll move on here because I feel like I've talked basically way too much about some of the meetings I've had this week. Boring! Fucking boring. ISIS are all over the place, by the way. They're coming in on fucking boats. You name it. I don't know. I really should read up on this shit, right? But like... It's fucking... It's a fucking clusterfuck, isn't it? You know, you got refugees coming over and you're like, well, you really have to help these people when they're desperately trying to get out of a war zone. Why is there a war zone? Because there has been fucking, you know, certain spots, war between, you know, two groups of people, civil wars for years that try to get cleaned up by fucking, you know, US, UK, any other foreign fucking government comes in, makes an extra fucking mess. And then people are surprised that the likes of fucking ISIS appear. Now, yous are a bit heavy-handed, lads. I'm not going to fucking lie to you. But then again, they could probably turn around and be like, I'll fucking tell you about heavy-handed. See that fucking mountain of rubble over there? Yeah, that used to be my little village. So how about that? You know what's under all them stones? My family. And now they're letting in, you know, refugees. Which they absolutely should. If people are fucking desperate and babies are dying in the fucking, in the sea and all that shit, you know, you have to let them in. But then people are like, oh yeah, well, ISIS are coming over. It's just a fucking, it's a mess, isn't it? It's a full mess. But then again, ISIS, what are you doing? Who do you want to fight? Do you want to fight the people attacking your country? What the fuck? What's going on here? Cutting heads off. All these fucking memes are appearing where it's like, heard we can get free steroids in England, and there's like a sort of Asian looking guy who's built like a shit house. You know, please help feed and house this poor defenseless refugee. So there's a guy who looks like the fucking The Rock with a hairdo. Don't be racist and let me in. And this is on vice.com, and they're like, yeah, look closer, look at the uniform on the sort of steward there. It says Australian fucking customs and border protection. You know, so all these Britain First and EDL fucking pages are taking photos of just anyone brown and being like, oh, don't let this dude in the country. And you're like, yeah, that's a picture of a guy coming off a boat coming into Australia. He was probably on a yacht taking coke, and they're like, yeah, we're the police, guys. So, strange. Can you imagine? If there was just an ISIS fucking kickoff, it'd be crazy. But then again, did ISIS and all sort of sympathise with like the Irish folks? You know, going like, you know, the Irish Republican sort of movement, going like, guys, we know what it's like when people come in and fucking fuck your shit up. So maybe you get a pass, I don't know. But then you're still a stinking infidel, aren't you? The video I watched earlier, this guy just like, now, I don't know why it's any crazier than fucking any Christian type shit you've heard. Maybe it just, Jesus died, was full dead, and then they rolled a big stone away and he got up and was a fucking prostitute or something. You know, didn't bleed to death from the nails through his hand. I mean, it was absolutely tremendous. That has sort of been, you've heard that so many times, you're like, oh, well, whatever. You know, you hear some guys, they're going to get two virgins, lads, and each one of them black-eyed virgins. I don't know what black-eyed virgins means. I think it's a band. But you're going to get two of them, and they're going to have 70 servants each. So what I'm telling you is you're going to be surrounded by fucking women. They're going to be a nightmare. And your black-eyed virgin, you're going to be like, well, you're not a virgin anymore. Not that I found that any sort of fun anyway. That was an absolute fucking ordeal, to be honest with you. Can you not have arrived here already fucking broken in? But anyway, tell you what, there's 70 other women here. She's not bad looking now. This other black-eyed
from what I can see there through the fucking letterbox, she looks alright. I might bang her. Listen, you're one of my black-eyed virgins, will you fucking give it a rest? You're not one of these slave girls. You haven't, you don't know how fucking good you have it up here. You know? Now shut your fucking mouth or I'll chop your hands off, you cunt. Put you in a suitcase, bury in the garden. Real thing that happened. Now, all these 70 other servants suck all my dicks. And they're like, sorry, we're not your servant, we're this girl's servant. Marie, tell one of these 70 fucking women to suck my dick. Tell 10 of them. Get them all in. You know, like pigs at the trough there. Munching away at my pace. Could you be... Right. Guys, and then Charlie fucking Hebdo's, they put up some... What they even do? I can't even... Oh, there's no internet down here. Fuck off. That's how shit the internet is in the country. The internet's out through the kitchen there and up the stairs from my little office here. And I'm going to have to get one of those fucking BT boxes where you put it upstairs and then you bring it down and plug it in the fucking wall and it's like, oh, well, here's... You know, here's the second dose of fucking internet for you. Oh, my God. But apparently Charlie Hebdo's there making some satirical fucking quip via a painting. Cool. You know, with about the fucking baby washed up on the beach and all that shit. And everyone's like, are you Charlie now, are you? Je suis Charlie, you fucking cunt making fun of dead babies. But then the best thing I seen, not the best thing, there was a picture of the washed up baby. You know, supposedly there's been more now. The washed up baby, and then, like, a baby that had been fucking beheaded by ISIS, and you're like, well, how come no one gives a fuck about the dead ISIS baby? He washes up on a beach somewhere else, and you're like, oh, that's our problem now, God. Trace to get the fucking, get on the internet and donate there. What a cunt. That's why I don't get involved in anything, because, you know, let's get, well, I'll tell that, I sent a load of clothes, but, you know, some ISIS boy's gonna turn up in a fucking Godzilla t-shirt, is he? Oh my God, I'm going to open this door as if it's going to make a difference to the internet strength. Oh, God damn it. Come on, Facebook, you fucking ISIS sympathizer. Yeah, that's why I just, you try and stay neutral when you're in my line of work. I hear you laughing at me using the word work, for what I do. But anyway, lads, what the fuck is going on here? So, yeah, let's move on to some questions here before I get some sort of fatwa, is that what it's called? From these ISIS fellas? That would be great though, wouldn't it? If you could genuinely talk enough shit on a shitty podcast to get actual threats from ISIS. Maybe they don't threaten you. Maybe I'll just get caught, like, oh mate, do you wanna, I'm a TV producer at HBO, do you wanna come and meet me? And I'd be like, yes mate! And I turn up and he just fucking beheads me in a Nero. By the way, I was in Nero the other day, in Botanic, shout out to them. And a woman came out of the toilet with a pregnancy test, so there you go. Not staff, just a woman came out there holding it in the air. She was in the bog for a long time. I know this because I was about to go to the toilet after fucking two coffees, just to piss like an absolute horse piss. And she was in there for ages, and I was like, what the fuck is she doing? And then runs out in the car with a fucking pregnancy test. Classy stuff! Classy stuff! There was a Nero somewhere in Belfast, I don't think it was that one, where someone filmed a rat running about it through the window. And I'd rather see the rat, I think, than a woman run about with a fucking pissy stick all over the fucking place. While I'm trying to eat some sort of panini way too early in the morning. You've been up since like 5:30, 6. By the time you get around to 10 o'clock, you're like, well, it's dinner time now, isn't it? Give me a panini. Right, I'm so stuffy. Let's rattle through these Twitter ones. Lee McShane, how's your mother for spuds? I don't know what that means, you culty motherfucker. James McCauley, a few weeks ago you were talking about Mickey pretending to be blocked when he's doing stand-up. Any reason why he does it? Because it's just a wee funny line, isn't it? Just to be like, blah, 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 joke doesn't work. I'm blocked. It's just his thing. He's done it more than once, and it's become a habit. Speak to him, not me. I don't give a fuck. Anyway, same guy, James McCauley, also... it's confusing to look at there. Also, is Aldo going to destroy McGregor? He might. There's absolutely no reason why he couldn't. However, he has been off a while. And also, like, if you look back at the Mendes-Aldo fight, it was a scrap, you know what I mean? It was an out-and-out scrap. Punching the shit out of each other. You know, McGregor knocked fucking thing out. Mendes out, like. And when they asked him in the press conference what happened, he's like, oh, I don't know. Which is a dead giveaway that you just got fucking sparked, son. I don't know. But that, I don't give a fuck. I'll be honest with you. I would love McGregor to win. The only problem is it's going to be hugely fucking embarrassing if he talks that much shit and then gets knocked out. But then again, that's the balance. He doesn't give a shit. I heard a good line this week. Uriah Faber said to him, apparently, like, what you think is a lot of money isn't a lot of money. And when you look at the pay scale on the UFC, you're like, it wouldn't, I'm not saying it wouldn't be bad to have $500,000. But by the time you get taxed and blah, blah, and pay your trainer and whatever, how much of that's left and how long are you going to fight for? You know, if you're getting 50 or 500 grand, you know, twice a year, you'd be loving it, but it's not going to last forever. He'd be all right, though, because he's such a personality, but whatever. Cy Cordelia. Hey, do you remember that time you dropped your keys and I thought it was the phone ringing? Nope. that really happened? Or what the fuck? I don't know. Chris McCullough, everybody... Oh, you bastard. Oh, a wee leg broke off my wee stand. That'll teach me for Bennett and fucking... Then fucking home bargains like a dick. Sorry if that blew your fucking ear holes out there. Let's go. Alright, Chris McCulloch. Ever been attacked by an animal? Nah, not really. Nah, I don't think so. Nah, definitely not. Sorry to fucking be an absolute boner killer there. I probably told this story before. The closest I ever came is walking into someone's house to go to a house party. I was carrying two boxes of Stella. And I could hear this dog running over and barking. That noise was its feet on the floor there. Like, and I just turned around and I panicked. And I was like, well, what am I going to do? Drop the beer, throw the beer at it, might kill it. So I just sort of turned around and went, rah! And screamed at the dog and it ran away. And I was like, fucking hell, I might do that all the time now. Unless you've got those psycho fucking pit bulls like I've seen on a video where they just fucking rip this guy apart, essentially. Goddamn pit bulls. Pit bulls get a bad rap because I'm sure they're really, really nice dogs. But it just so happens that they have the physique that lends itself to murdering. You know what I mean? You got a nice fucking... You got a guy who's like built like a shit house. But if you raise him correctly and with manners and all, he's like, oh, he's a lovely big guy. He's really strong. You know what I mean? Guy, same build. Bring him up somewhere else. Harsh environments. Cold-blooded. You're like, he is a scary, evil cunt. But it's, you know, it's the same with these dogs. You're like, they're really nice, loyal dogs. And the reason they fight to the death is because they're loyal. And the reason they fight really well is because they're mainly muscle with teeth. So, such a shame. Going off on one about fucking pit bulls there. Johnny B, what beer gives you the worst hangovers? For me, it's Bud. Yeah, if you could call Bud fucking beer. It just depends. Any of the domestic shit beer gives you fucking terrible hangovers. Any of it. Guinness would give me a pretty fucking sore head. Smithwick's. Most of those, see any of those like Carlsberg, Foster's, fucking... You have to spend a bit more money on like some nice fucking European beers for it not to kill you the next day. Oh, my nose, you hear that? Jesus Christ, that's disgusting. Why is it wrong to shave lingerie into a dog? Gaffer Cross. Why is it wrong? I don't know. Are you going to fuck it afterwards? You know, if it looked like it was wearing a wee pair of pants, you'd be like, ha-ha, this dog's a pair of knickers on. But if you're, like, making it, like, jam off your fucking belly, and then, I don't know, mate, it seems dodgy. Oh, Monaghan, heard you mention It's Always Sunny in one of your last podcasts. What's your favourite episode? It's tough, isn't it? I don't know. There's so many. They're fucking amazing. There's someone even... I know people sort of tend to fall out of love with stuff that in the later episodes, but some of those later ones are fucking brilliant. The first episode on the 10th series, the Wade Boggs one on the plane, is fucking brilliant. What's my favourite ones? Probably the one where they put on the musical.
Can you take five, Dennis?
Probably that one, yeah. The musical one. Forget the fucking name of the episode, like, but... My nose is literally on fire here. Helen... Right, let's rattle through these. Helen Larvin. Jesus Christ, can't settle the cold. What way do you like your steak cooked? I had a steak last night, Helen. Cheers for asking. And what totally stole the show was the fucking beetroot jam on the side. Fuck your steak. But, like, what way do I like it? If I'm cooking it myself, I like it pretty fucking... I would say I like it, like, just... I like it rare, but... I don't know, I seem to be getting less and less the more I fucking eat it. Depends what the meat's like. If it's, like, the best fucking shit you can get your hands on, I'll take it barely cooked, blue to rare. Yeah. It's just better. See, anyone that takes it fucking up the art, no, takes it well done, you're like, mate, why just have roast beef? Don't take the fucking, my nose is fucking don't take the steak that costs £9 and burn the fuck out of it. Dickhead. Unless sometimes, you know, unless you're cooking on like a barbecue or something, and sometimes you get that, you know, it's almost cooked the whole way through, but you got lovely, like, charred meat and, it, you know, flavours on it and stuff. Then it's fine. But if you got a good steak and you're just cooking it in your kitchen, and or even in a restaurant, you're like, yeah, I'm going to pay. You know, you go to some of those, like, I've been to real nice places before where, you know, you get, like, a fucking, I got, like, a surf and turf thing, and it was, I think it was out for my sister's birthday, and it was about £27, which, first of all, I was like, you don't mind paying for stuff if it's lethal, but this shit came out. The steak was overcooked, and there was hardly anything with it. There was like three little new potatoes and two fucking scampies. And I was like, mate, for £27.50 or whatever, I wanted like a giant steak, loads of fucking spuds, and like a basket of fucking scampi on the side. And you're like, what the fuck is this shit? But yeah, if it's good steak, you have to get over the and see when people go, I don't like the blood in the middle. It's not blood, dickhead. It's not red, thick blood. It's just the juice from the meat. Stop being such a fucking child. Kev Trainor, my man, who I met up with the other day, from Fit Fodder. Who was your favourite member of Steps? Oh, fuck. Can't even remember. Gonna have to look now. I know there's Fat Claire, because that's what girlfriend Maureen and her sisters refer to her as, which makes me laugh. Steps members. Okay. Ian Watkins, Lisa Scott Lee. Isn't it funny how, like, you got likes that girl who just became a mummy and put on a bit of weight, and all of a sudden everyone's like, you fat bitch! Who's the hottest one? Look at the clothes back in the 90s. Christ of almighty. Awful. Who's my favourite one? I love when they were like, what's your name, mate? And he goes, H from Stamps. What does that stand for? Hyperactive or something? Alright. Alright, bro. Shame you have the name of that, same name of that baby rapist from fucking Lost Prophets. Ring dig a gang. Who's my favourite? I remember everyone fancying that girl Faye with the fucking, like, cornrows back in the day. I don't know. I can't say I give a fuck about any of them, to be honest with you, Kev. Jesus Christ, what is with the questions, guys? There's so many. I might skip a few of these out. Sorry if anyone gets annoyed. Ugly and live forever, or beautiful and die in 5 years. None of those deals are good. Also, I'm obviously going to take ugly and live longer, because if I've got this far, guys, you know what I'm saying? Beautiful and die in 5 years. Nah, fuck it. I know plenty. I've come across, not literally just came across them, but, you know, I've met people who are very much good looking that are complete fucking gimps. So, and I honestly think it's down to the fact that they're very attractive looking. You're like, you've skimmed through life with people just going, oh my god, I fancy you, oh my god, she's really cool, you know. Without anyone actually going, what do you do? You fucking waste of space. So there you go. What's the worst? What's worse to have a load of in your house, maggots or flies? Probably flies. Because the maggots, you just fucking scoop them up and burn them. And that's from Nathan Conthalia. Adam Fife. If you'd have to have sexual relations with any man in the world, who would it be? Not including Mickey. Mickey would be the last cunt I would go near and fucking ride. Oh my god, my nose. Although I did see Tom Hardy on something the other day, and I was like, I get that. I get why a lot of girls want to fucking ride him. There's a lot of other fellas who people mention, and you're like, are you serious? And you're like, oh my god, he's so beautiful. And you're like, don't, never, men are, you don't go, he's so beautiful. Do you know what I mean? Someone said that about James Bay. And I think, oh my god, he's so beautiful. And you're like, I'd fuck him. He looks like a girl. He looks like a pretty girl. And, you know, you hear songs on the radio, that's alright. Seen him at Oxygen, seen him live, and went, nah, not into that at all. Why are you not listening to fucking, like, I don't know how you can be a male and not want to just listen to fucking harder music than, like, oh my god, change my fucking tampon. Oh, fuck off. Drippy, fucking tepid shit. Chris Marin, why can't you have a cool nickname like Twanky? Twanky's not a cool nickname, Chris. You can tell that to Kieran Bartlett. Tell him I said it. Oh my, can you hear my fucking nose? Listen to this. That's gross. Jack Fennessy, hashtag Mayo for Sam. Is that an old Gaelic reference? You're fucking barking up the wrong tree there, Sam. I don't know anything about Gaelic games. Is that football or hurling? Or I don't even know. But why not? Yes. Go on the Mayo, lads. Aaron Darcy. Northern Irish people are more friendly than people from the south. Is that just a statement? All right. Well, I don't know. I think people are friendly enough. I think Ireland in general, people are pretty friendly. Compared to other places. You know? In the word scent, which is the silent letter, S or C. That's from David Gallagher. Mate, I don't know. I honestly don't know. What about science? Which one's the silent one or not? Yes, but... right. Brian McDonald, long-time listener of everything. Who's your top 10 comics, US and UK? Fucking hell. It's hard to fucking... US and UK, very, very little UK ones would I give a fuck about, like. If anything, it would probably go US, you know, Irish, Scottish maybe. Can't think of any fucking English comedians that I truly give a shit about. I mean, my favourites would be, yeah, see, you've got a picture of Joe Rogan as your thing. He might be, his older stuff, probably one of my favourite guys. The likes of Bill Hicks, fucking Bill Burr, Patrice O'Neill, Louis, Patton Oswalt, the usual fucking Richard Pryor and all that shit. Richard Pryor more so than Carlin. Not George Carlin has brilliant bits that are very clever that look great on a fucking meme, but as a comedian to sit and listen to, it's not really for me. It's a bit ranty. In a rehearsed, almost too rehearsed fucking one man show stage play fucking type of shit. Fucking Jim Jeffries, Del Moran, big fan of him. But then like Tony Law, I don't know. I fucking whatever. But there, I don't know. There's some names you might want to look up. I don't know. I was listening to Patrice O'Neill again the other day. I was like, what a fucking animal. If you want to hear like the equivalent of the Notorious B.I.G. in fucking comedy form, it's him. Alexandra McGovern, have you ever been offended by anything other than anything another comedian has said? No, not really. I've been offended at hearing some people do some jokes, and you're like, I can't believe that you decided that was enough writing. We go, really? You're just gonna throw that out there and pretend that was a piece of material, you fucking mentalist. Tina Devaney, Farrah or Jenna, who has the better ass? Let me tell you something, Tina. I don't think either of them have a fucking real ass, to be honest with you. In fact, I know they don't, because I was trying to show Maureen. I was like, listen, like I was looking at Jenna Jameson. I was like, I'm pretty sure that's not, like, she's another one. Who's ones here? Like, that is not the same person as you would have seen on all the famous pornos like fucking 10 years ago. Big fake arse, big fake tits, fake face, doesn't even look the same. Your girl Farrah getting fucking tombstoned by that other fella. By the way, if there was ever an excuse that it should be legal for men to hit women, it's your woman Farrah. And I'm not, you know, I'm not gonna be selfish and limit that just to men. You know, anyone else wants to shin kick her right in the teeth mid fucking rant. Why do Americans do that thing like, I'm gonna talk louder, you're stupid, you don't matter to me, I don't care, shut your face, shut up. And you're like, that's not an argument, that's you making more noise until the other person can't be fucked anymore. And then you walk away and go, that's right, bitch, I told you, sit down, bitch, yeah, bitch, sit down. And you're like, why has no one just jumped up and fucking taken her down and elbowed her in the neck till she died? You know? Anyway. Oh, well, two cunts. Matthew Foster, have you ever seen parts of... You have seen parts of Siberian film. Have you ever tried watching August Underground? Apparently it's the sickest movie ever made. Great, I don't want to watch that, mate. You know? I'm more of a sort of super bad type of guy. Also, I have no attention span. I don't even know if I could sit through a film like that. Attention-wise. Paddy Fagan, who's the worst out of the new Facebook phase of video comedians making shit videos pretending they're girlfriends? Oh, just general and funny videos. Who's the worst? They're all pretty fucking shit, to be honest with you. I mean, it's alright to just sit on the shitter and flick through it and go, oh, whatever, here's a video. But see when people write under, like that Jack Jones guy, people are like, he's a genius. You're like, no. Tickling someone on the fucking beard and then going, is not genius. It's just he's willing to do that. You know? Like, I've talked about this 1,000 times. It's like the Dapper Laughs thing. He had 50 Shades of Dapper or something. He's got this girl. And you're like, see what happens when you let this cunt talk for more than 7 seconds. You're like, oh, not funny. Nothing to say. What are you going to give that Jack Jones? Mate, how can we get a 12-part series out of you sort of playing little pranks on homeless people and then laughing? Dopey cunt. Anyway, it just doesn't cross over. You know, there's a lot of things that are being done now because of popularity instead of actual quality. Like that Trainwreck film with Amy Schumer I talked about last week. It's full of famous people just so people go watch the movie. You know, there's no fucking actors, you know, or comedians or improv people doing it the hard way to come through and are being hired on their actual ability. It's just like, oh, you're already famous for doing something else. Do you want to be in this? Said that LeBron James killed it. Chris Lanigan, milk first or teabag and sugar? Has to be milk first. Get the fuck out of my face, Chris. Milk first. How the fuck? What if you put too much milk in and then you go, oh shit, there's not enough room for more tea to even this out from a milky beige to like a dark brown the way I like it. Also, do you know who takes sugar in their tea? Old women. Alright, Chris? By the way, drink coffee. I would have a cup of tea only with a fry, and that's it. So there you go. Gavin Grogan, what do you make of this interview? Oh, I don't even have time to watch that. I've had too many questions here already. I would be pressing the boner button every time Holly said penis. Oh, they've got a bionic penis. I might watch that by myself. Yeah, a bionic penis. But at the end of the day, what do you want? Oh, it goes in your actual dick? Amazing. I mean, I am, you know, I'm an ape, like, there's about 3 hours in a day where I don't have an erection, so the thought of me going, oh my god, this is, my boner died, I'm gonna need a fake dick, that doesn't even register in my brain. I'm almost looking forward to it, get a bit of work done. Stuart Anderson, let's rattle through these. Ices or cheese before bedtime, which is more dangerous? Dunno. Give an ISIS guy a fucking slice of ham before he goes to bed, he might lose his shit. Luke McCrudden Van Man. Is that your real name? Here's my question. How do I download this podcast without using iTunes? It does my tits in and I refuse to use it. It's for geeks and I'm shit with that technology. Well, do you know what, mate? I don't know how you listen to it. If you want to private message me, I can tell you. There's ways to do it. You can have, if you have an iPhone or something like that, you can get like a SoundCloud app and you can listen to it on SoundCloud. Or if you want the actual hard copy of it, if you go on SoundCloud, General Banter Podcast, there is an option to just download the file. They're usually about 80 meg. Just download the file. You can put it on whatever you want. You can keep it on your computer, play it as a fucking MP3 file or whatever it's been saved as. But if you have an iPhone, it's the easiest way to do it. You know, download a podcast app, just save it to your phone, play it, delete it when you're done. Anyway. Dylan McCrudden, last question. Would you rather your best mate sleep with your sister and give her AIDS, your dad sleep with your sister and give her syphilis, you must watch / wank a climax while maintaining intimate eye contact? Jesus Christ, why did I not proofread these before? Oh, Dylan. Well, I don't know, I'm not gonna... that's too much going on, isn't it? Isn't it? You're going, oh, no, my dad, oh, my sister, oh, and syphilis, and oh my god, I've got... That's too much fucking... I can't even answer that question. I'd prefer, you know, for everyone's mental health, that it was probably not my dad, but whatever. I made the mistake answering that question, didn't I? Fuck's sake. Right, I gotta get out of here, guys. This is fucking turning into an absolute question fest. Here's what I'm gonna do. If I get questions in the future, the best questions, I might just answer 10. And I'll forget that I've said this next week, so what can you do about it? Cheers for listening. I'll keep you updated on the new videos and stuff coming out. Hopefully we've got some cool content. Hopefully we maybe look out a sponsor for a podcast. Don't know. Also, remember to go to Lavery's Comedy Club on the 23rd of September. We'll have Chris Kent, we'll have Connor Keyes with me. It's going to be class. Chris Kent's a fucking genius. Connor Keyes, not too shabby himself. Then the 26th, if you can't make a midweek gig, you can go to a weekend gig at the Book Reserve. It's 12 quid in, but it's also bring your own booze. So if you can get to the Lisburn Road Book Reserve shop for fucking 8 o'clock when it opens, you know, 12 quid... and you could bring a fucking cheap bottle of wine. You could bring two cheap bottles of wine and it would cost you fucking... if you went somewhere, you get three for a tenner. You bring three bottles of wine, tenner plus 12 quid in, 22 quid, you're blocked. That's the cheapest night out you're going to have. You know, go anywhere else, pay a quid in, you and your fucking partner, whether it be male or female. And You know, you spend about £30 each on drinks.
What the fuck?
So get yourselves to that, and then 7th of October is the Day Fest at Lavery, so more banter from all directions. ColinGetz.com if you want to buy a fucking t-shirt. The t-shirts have been flying out. I sent one to fucking Australia and immediately regretted saying that the fucking packaging was free. Guys, t-shirts, 16 quid, free postage and packaging. And then you go to the fucking post office and it's a fiver to send it there, and you're like, oh, well, that was fucking stupid. But they are the best quality t-shirts that I could get my hands on, so really, in fairness, I make nothing. By the time the t-shirt's been paid for and the postage's been paid for, you're like, oh, great, £127 for Colin.
Great!
Anyway, there's another wee run of those Team Blender ones, if anyone wants one, and only in large and small, I think. Nightmare. But, and I'm going to look into getting a podcast t-shirt done as well. So, exciting times. And I'll speak to you later. Sorry, podcast's late. We'll be on time next week, hopefully. Take her easy.